Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is beat that like button like it owes you money before watching this, so it reaches a wider audience. Also, before I get on with the memes, first a word from today's sponsor, Kevin J. Johnston.
The Canada Revenue Agency is stealing money from Canadians at an insane rate. I know how to stop this because I'm a tax expert. I know how to beat corporate tax, personal income tax, GST, payroll tax. If you want to get rid of all of your tax bills in Canada, contact me right now. Your taxes are going to go to zero legally. KevinJJohnston.com. Book your consultation right now at KevinJJohnston.com. KevinJJohnston.com.
And now on with the memes. Number one, women say they don't need men. But then something bad happens and suddenly they demand that men do something to help them. If I saw a woman getting robbed, I'd say, you go girl, you can handle it. Women act as though men are collectively responsible for their well-being, like we're there to serve them or something. Also, why is that purse snatcher black? Why couldn't it be some trans woman for a change so it could be inclusive? Up next, the Michigan Secretary of State asked people in the state to report their neighbors for election misinformation. How very Soviet of her. It's called a communist snitch line. People like her follow Orwell's 1984 the way Christians follow the Bible. Did George Orwell call it, or did he call it by saying that it's the women that become the most bigoted party members and amateur spies? Sounds like he knew female nature very well. Number three, do you agree that the man on the left shouldn't have to pay off the student loans for the woman on the right? Men are the only net taxpayers as a group. And why should our taxes go towards paying for useless degrees in professional basket weaving for cats? Men are refusing to marry women more and more, so the government keeps raising taxes on mostly men to pay for the entitlements of women. Moving on, Nicola Coolin is a favorite with certain people to land the role of the Bond girl in the next James Bond movie. Bond's gonna need at least 10 vodka martinis to find her attractive. She also won't be able to get out of the Aston Martin without the fire brigade using the jaws of life. If she gets the role, what's the film going to be called? The Spy Who Crushed Me. If she's in it, then it's official, Idris Elba is the next James Bond. Number 5, look at Toronto's woke mayor if you can without going blind. She was dressed like this for the annual Caribbean Festival. But isn't this cultural appropriation on account of her being Asian? This is definitely not an upgrade from our former crack-smoking mayor Rob Ford. At least he was fun to watch and was actually wearing clothes to prevent our constituents from going blind after seeing his thighs. Rest in peace, legend. Up next, Capcom video game sales are down 44%. Gee, I wonder why. Looks like this might be the new villain in Resident Evil. Either that or their own CEO, perhaps. Street Fighter 6 has a non-binary character. Boy oh boy, I mean they oh they, I can't wait for it. Capcom is going to burn its entire company to the ground, and they still won't learn anything. Regardless, it looks like their sales are really dragging here. Number 7, Nancy Pelosi says that President Biden's face should be added to Mount Rushmore. Just a question, but does she actually have stock in Mount Rushmore or something? If not, maybe she needs to stop posting while drunk. As far as I'm concerned, Biden doesn't even deserve to be on a postage stamp. Then again, maybe we should put him on Mount Rushmore, and wouldn't this just signal to the rest of the world America's power? We could also carve out a comb-over on the other side, attached to Trump's head. Moving on, this woman allegedly broke into a home, pet the dog, did the dishes, and left. Sounds like she has a serious case of trad withdrawal, and is desperate to have a husband and family. She should be checked in for baby rabies. As far as I'm concerned, she looks way too hot not to be crazy. Is she one of those dangerous serial housewives that I've been hearing so much about? Number 9, does anyone else remember making their own CDs after downloading MP3s from LimeWire? I remember doing this and realizing that it was the death of the music business as we knew it. Before that, we had Walkmans, and kids today would never understand how much work making a mixtape was. You'd have to listen to the radio waiting for your favorite song to be played, and then quickly hit the record button once it started. The most annoying part was the DJ would always ruin the song at the start and finish. Bearshare and Kazaa were also pretty awesome. We would also use Winamp. Up next, this incel says that it's almost unfair how good he looks while wearing sunglasses, because they make his face look symmetrical. This is his tip for all the asymmetrical kings out there. Unfortunately, his nose and lips look like they've been stung by bees repeatedly, and at this point his only hope is to transmax. If he got a nose job to thin it out, and grew his hair and put on makeup, he would probably pass for a she, unfortunately. Right now, those glasses just make him look like discount Velma from Scooby-Doo or something. Number 11, here we have a future Zempec user saying, "No, honey, you're thinner than me, but not prettier." But no, honey, being pretty and thin are correlated. Just like being fat and ugly are also correlated. The guy in the last meme that could transmax hasn't even transitioned yet, and he's prettier than you. Looks like some people can't accept reality, so they gorge themselves on Twinkies. Moving on, Taylor Swift is apparently the first artist to even make a song that's 10 minutes long. Doesn't the person saying this know that Echoes from Pink Floyd is 23 minutes long? And that Iron Maiden has an 18-minute song? Guns N' Roses and Jimi Hendrix also have songs over 10 minutes. This is the same as Jennifer Lawrence claiming to be the world's first female action hero. Meanwhile, I guess she forgot that Sigourney Weaver was in Alien and Aliens. Number 13, Leonardo says that ever since we've stopped objectifying women, they've gotten fat. Yes, they've gone from sex objects to celluloid objects. Maybe we need to make slut-shaming and fat-shaming great again, because both notch counts and belt sizes have been rising for women. Women need to be shamed when they sleep around, and shamed to hit the treadmill when they've been smashing them snack bars. Women these days love food more than they love themselves, it seems. Up next, Gen Z is apparently upset with Deadpool and Wolverine, because it's mean and offensive, and doesn't show respect towards others. I wonder what they'd say if they saw RoboCop from the 80s when it came out. They're snowflakes that would probably melt from the movies and even cartoons we used to watch in the 20th century. Sure, a lot of Gen Z is this way, but there are also many good apples out there as well. Maybe not as many as previous generations, though. Number 15, Tori asks Daniel if a 2009 Dodge Journey for $2,500 is still available, and if he would consider donating it to her, a homeless single mother of seven. He says he would donate condoms and advice, but not give her a car for free. It's great he stood up to her, but she's probably asking dozens of guys online, and hoping that some stupid and rich simp just gives her a free car. She might also be doing this as a business and getting dozens of people to donate cars to her each month. Never put it past women to exploit the sympathy of simps. Moving on, everyone is wondering how a woman from Great Britain is able to outrun all the black women at the Olympics. The answer is by living in Great Britain, of course. Probably having to run away from grooming gangs her entire life as well. This is also probably actually how she trains. But I better be careful, because apparently I don't have a license to share this meme, and the UK wants to extradite Americans and Canadians for their mean tweets. I kid you not. Number 17, trans model Bailey Kennedy loses the Miss USA pageant. You mean she didn't win? How tragic. How about someone create a Miss Trans USA pageant and watch more people watch that than the current version of the woke Miss America pageant? Well, at least she had the balls to enter the pageant in the first place. She may not be the winner, but she will always be a wiener. Op next is Emo Hag, and she spent years getting the perfect Harry Potter sleeve tattoo. And once J.K. Rowling became a transphobe, she had to block out the whole thing. Why stop there? Why not do your entire body and then go to Ooga Booga Land and find the perfect partner there? You're going to see a lot more women doing this to themselves in coming years if tattoos lose their popularity. Here's a picture of my hand when I see transphobes in the comments. Number 19, apparently ladies no longer want to take custody of their kids after a divorce anymore, and are increasingly giving it to their husbands so they can always go on vacations. Looks like women's selfishness may actually save civilization. We need more women to give up custody of their kids to their husbands, because then the radical feminists can't destroy kids through the scourge of single mothers. Moving on, do you agree that the British police are a joke with two-tiered policing, only going after the indigenous whites, and now the government is going after extreme misogyny? Whatever the hell that's supposed to mean. They should heed the words of JFK that those who make peaceful revolution impossible will make violent revolution inevitable. And that might not only happen in Britain, but also all over Europe. This is what it's like standing up for the Britain that you used to love. Number 21, if a woman asks you, if you just looked at her chesticles, how do you respond without sounding like a misogynist pervert? I wouldn't waste my time. I would just walk away when women try and manipulate me that way. You are not required to talk to women. But if I had to say something, I'd say that they're a little bit on the itty-bitty side, and I would say yes, I was trying to find them. Sorry, no luck. If they were large, I would say that they're just as nice as Lizzo's. Up next, this alpha male, in air quotes, says he's dating a trans woman. People say their love is wrong, but he will never stop fighting for them. The math isn't mathing here because an eggplant plus another eggplant equals gay. Remember what Tywin Lannister always used to say. Anyone who says that they're an alpha male or a gigachad are not really all they say they're cracked up to be. This sounds like it's gay with extra steps. Number 23 in this day and age where women have extremely high standards, this is the moment you realize that there are some things the gym can't fix. The black pillars say that no amount of working out will fix your face, and they're right. Instead, if you're a hideous incel, watch the show Extreme Makeover, where the participants get plastic surgery and they looked amazing after the fact. It was on television 20 years ago. Sometimes the best investment if you want a date is spending $25,000 to fix your face. Moving on, speaking of incels, here's an Indonesian man that ended his neighbor who kept asking him why he wasn't married at the age of 45. The moral of the story is don't shame incels. If I were him, I would have just said I'm not married because it's a scam. Now scram. It was also a woman that kept asking him this and most likely shaming him about it, and he just snapped in the end. Number 25 and the last one looks like they did the meme in real life with the Wolverine and Rogue that we deserve. Correct me if I'm wrong though, but wouldn't it make more sense if it was a picture of Jean Grey instead of an underage Rogue that we saw in the X-Men films? Maybe the alternate universe Rogue was older with a big caboose. I don't know. Also, it took them 15 years, but they finally got Wolverine and Deadpool right. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Please give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm and so new viewers can find it. If you enjoy this series and want me to keep making it, then please donate it to PayPal and Subscribestar links below. It really helps out. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.